shop. I
spend time with my family, going on adventures with the kids.
Even just working in our garden. And then we reward ourselves with a movie or...
Or eat pizza, because it's my favorite food. The end.
Make this weekend even better. Pick up your local newspaper Friday and find Life magazine inside, with great photos, stories, and ideas for the weekend. Visit Life.com for the paper in your area.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Voting early. In Florida, voters have begun casting ballots today. A few problems have been reported. Early voting also started in several other states. 32 states allow residents to vote at the polls before Election Day. Texas, Colorado, and Arkansas also began the process today along with Florida. Several other battleground states have started early voting, including Iowa, Nevada, Ohio, and New Mexico. The problems today in Florida included a brief computer system crash in one county, voter complaints of incomplete ballots as well. Some voting sites in Broward County had problems, as did places in Orange County. Critics say the extended voting period increases opportunities for fraud. State Representative Shelley Vanna said the absentee ballot she requested at a Palm Beach County site was missing one of its two pages, including proposed state constitutional amendments. She said election workers there were indifferent when she pointed out the problem. In Orange County in Florida, the computer system that lists eligible voters went down for about 10 minutes shortly after voting started, according to the senior deputy election supervisor. Margaret Dunn speculating a faulty internet connection might have been to blame. Several of Broward County's 14 polling places had trouble linking their computers to a supervisor's office to confirm voter eligibility. That's according to a spokeswoman at the Secretary of State Glenda Hood's office. Workers use paper lists and called the supervisor's office to verify eligibility. And to add to the confusion in Florida, court ruled today provisional ballots cast in the wrong precinct do not count. The High Court ruled residents must vote at their proper precinct if they want the vote to count. Under Florida law, if election officials cannot find a record showing a resident is registered to vote, the voter can still vote using a provisional ballot, and the ballot's supposed to count if officials later determine the person was legally entitled to vote there. If not, the vote is thrown out. A group of labor unions said this disenfranchises voters who may know their polling place or not know their polling place. Unions say such voters could be confused due to redistricting or because of the hurricanes in Florida. Today's unanimous state Supreme Court decision rejects those arguments. The court says requiring voters using provisional ballots to show up at the correct precinct is no more unreasonable than asking every other voter to do the same thing. A Vietnam veteran shown in a documentary criticizing Senator John Kerry's anti-war activities after Vietnam filed a libel lawsuit against the movie producer today, saying the film falsely calls him a fraud and a liar. Kenneth J. Campbell, now a professor at the University of Delaware, filed the lawsuit against Stolen Honor, Wounds That Never Heal. Campbell said it paints me as having been a fabricator, a fraud, and a liar, and he's tried to stop the movie from being shown. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Attention, single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at democraticmatch.com.
You would never buy a new car without taking it out for a test drive, right? So if you're looking to hire an accounting or financial professional, why would you make a full-time offer without seeing how they work first? Accountemps is for companies who want to see how an employee works before making that full-time offer. Let us introduce you to the best financial and accounting candidates around. Your temporary professional may just turn out to be the best full-time employee you've ever had. Accountemps, the leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit accountemps.com or call today and get on the road to success.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Unfiltered. Tuesday on Unfiltered. Want to know the plain truth? Want to know what the tense Iraqi air smells like? Ask a vet. Want to know if Bush really packs our armed forces a nutritious lunch before sending them off to camp? Ask a vet. So we did. Denver Jones reports for duty. Plus, documentary filmmaker Peter Davis gives us an early Halloween scare.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How you holding up? You doing okay? Jesus, I'm about to open a vein. Somebody else's, but it's just getting unbelievable, isn't it? Over the weekend or starting last week, I don't know, I heard Bush was going to make this big policy speech today. So we tune into CNN late this morning, early this afternoon, whenever it was. And there's the moron attacking, it's campaign speech, attacking Kerry, and all he uses is lies. That's all the moron can do now is use lies. Anybody in the Bush administration who's out there talking is lying, and the way you know they're lying, they're talking. So we watched this, Kathy and I, for, I don't know, 15 minutes, and what were we doing? We were in the kitchen making spaghetti sauce, right, and Molly was in her swing. Poor Molly, poor Molly. You know, oh my God, I just hope she can't make out the words that are floating around her right now that come out of my mouth and Kathy's mouth. That dirty mother, you know, that kind of, oh my God, it's just awful. We got to clean it up, Kathy, got to clean it up. So anyway, after about 15 minutes, I couldn't take it. So I called CNN, my old employer. And I got their, I don't know what the hell they call it, listener line or something. And when it came my turn to talk, I don't know, the language I used, you know, I said I would never go back to work there. If Air America and I ever part company, that's it. I'm going to move to, I don't know where. Where are we moving to? Some little Italian village someplace, right? And grow pasta. Do you grow pasta? Or you grow wheat? Oh, okay, whatever. So, came my turn and I just unloaded, you know. I can't use the language, and they say, your phone call will be recorded. Well, no kidding. That's why I'm calling in. And it was awful. It was a Mike Malloy moment that I'm ashamed of. But my attitude was, how dare you present this as news on CNN, company I went to work for in 1984 when it still had some integrity, when it was still run by Ted Turner. Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Did you read the New York Times Magazine story on Bush yesterday? Huh? We got some quotes from that. I particularly love the part where the world's number one Christer promised to keep his boot on Kerry's throat. That's kind of a nice image, isn't it? This animal, he's so Christ-like. I just love George W. I just love him. He's such a godly man. Wish I could vote for him three times, once for the Father, once for the Son, way ahead of me, once for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Take a deep breath, Mike. Don't get that riled up. You've been on the air for 10 minutes. No, less than 10. You've been on the air for 3 minutes. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I despise these people? The flu thing. I mean, I got a whole list here tonight, okay? Just a whole list. Please bear with me. I don't know if I'm going to get to any phone calls. All right? Just bear with me. New York Times, letters to the editors yesterday. About the flu, the shortage of flu vaccine. Three letters in here. One from Timothy Smith, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Why isn't the Bush administration being held accountable for the flu vaccine shortage all over this country? Senior and disabled citizens are standing in lines hour after hour for a flu shot. Many of them using canes or in wheelchairs. Some have gone 2, 3, 4 clinics showing up hours early to be told there won't be enough vaccine for everyone. Why didn't the government have a backup plan when for years public health officials have cited the real risk of a flu pandemic? How can we trust the Bush administration to protect us from a biological terrorist attack when it can't even manage to provide flu shots? Well, duh. Letter from Bruce Feinberg, a doctor here in Atlanta. As an oncologist and chief executive of Georgia Cancer Specialists, a large oncology practice that serves thousands of at-risk cancer patients, I am compelled to express my frustration with the malfunctioning vaccine distribution system in the United States. As a result of the FDA's incompetence, thousands of our patients and hundreds of our caregivers are at risk because of a failed, totally broken system. You don't have to be a health professional, Dr. Feinberg writes, to know that every year the country faces a flu epidemic. This health crisis was totally avoidable, and now patients and caregivers across the country are faced with a flu season that may result in unnecessary and avoidable illnesses and death. Thanks, George. Oh God, I can't say it. I promised I wouldn't cuss on the program. I promised. I'm so close, but I promised. And then Linda, that's from Bruce Feinberg here in Atlanta, Dr. Feinberg, from Linda Worthman, writing from Berkeley, California. Remember the scorn we American patriots heaped on the Soviet Union for long lines of citizens trying to buy necessities like shoes, bread, and meat? Our lines of fearful people waiting for flu shots are just as long, just as pathetic, and just as indicative of a government with self-destructive priorities. God, these people, I loathe them. How can 46% of Americans support this monster? And then today, Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure you are. He said today, you know, you seniors ought to stop standing in long lines to get a shot. We want people to relax, Thompson said at a news conference. The flu season's not even here. Jesus, listen to these people. Listen to these people. People have been standing in lines at shopping plazas to get flu shots since the news of the shortage. You ought to see here in Atlanta. It is sad. Kroger stores, Eckerd drug stores. What's the other big drug store chain here? Huh? CVS. And what's the other one? Walgreens. Yeah. People lined up, being told to go away. And what does the Bush crime family say? Oh, relax. For Christ's sake, don't stand in lines. Flu season in here. What's the matter with you? Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the CDC here in Atlanta, said on ABC's Good Morning America this morning, well, you know, only a few cases of flu have been reported. And besides, 20 million doses will soon be available for seniors. And we're assuring people a vaccine's on the way. Now, how to fix this? Well, of course. Of course. Tommy Thompson said Congress has to remove liability for vaccine makers. Why, of course. Let the bastards make anything they want. If you get an injection or your kid does and dies, let's change the law so that nobody's responsible. That's the Bush crime family credo. Nobody, nobody is responsible for anything. So there's still some laws in the books left over from when this country was run by sane people that said if you're a vaccine manufacturer and you manufacture poison and people die, you're responsible. The Bush crime family says, well, there's your problem right there. You got to get that liability for vaccine makers off the books. Jeez, I mean, what's hard to understand about that? You dumbass liberals don't understand that? God. Man, yeah, see, I'm sinking into bad language. I've said ass and I've said bastard. All right. I just get furious. Don't you? Can you stand this? Can you stand this? So now what? Canada. The health minister, and I can't pronounce his name, is it Ujjal Dosanjh? That's what it looks like. He's the Canadian health minister. He says he believes Canada has a surplus of flu vaccine that could be provided to the United States, but probably not enough to meet the demand here. He was at a health science conference today. He assured Canadians that they don't need to worry about a shortage like what we're dealing with. Why, hell no. Why should they? They have communist medicine up there, right? Isn't it communist? Oh, that's right. It's government. Social. What is it, huh? What is the Bush crime family? Oh, that's right. It's third world medicine, or whatever it is. Oh, my God. So here we are. Here we are, huh? Shortages of flu vaccine, shortages of troops, shortages of body armor. They don't care. The Bush crime family doesn't care. They are murderers led by a giggling killer.
Hi, do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love, and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Previews begin November the 5th, so don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com. 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
We're going to keep our promises to the elderly in America. This requires a sense that the urgency.
Past the hour. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it, to get worked up about old people standing in line for flu shots. Is it? I mean, it's not to me. It's not to me at all. It's infuriating, you know, because it's not just old folks. Kids, pregnant women, everybody who counted on getting a flu shot is not going to get one now. Or they'll come up with some half-baked solution to this, and nobody takes responsibility. Nobody's responsible for this. They'll tell you, oh, well, this goes back, 10, 15 years. This goes back to Clinton. This is Clinton's fault. It's Clinton's fault. So if it goes back 10 or 15 years, who is it? Isn't that Pappy Bush? Isn't that Reagan? I don't know. Who is it? These people are so incompetent. It is... You know, I've said it before. If there is one thing that they have managed successfully, the Bush crime family, since they illegally seized power in this country, I'm waiting to hear what it is. I challenge any half-witted Republican out there, or full-witted, if you think you're full-witted, never mind. I don't want you people on my telephones. I don't want you people breathing the same air I breathe. You make me sick. And what do I hear now about Republicans? Real Republicans are going,
What's happening to our party? It's becoming Christian fascist.
Well, no kidding, you morons! Where have you been? You were warned about this? You were warned about this 5 years ago. By who? Oh, that Mike Malloy on WLS, Molly Ivins riding out of Texas, Jim Hightower, Randy Rhodes, all kinds.
Guys weren't kidding.
Now, how low do these scum, these filthy scum go? There's no bottoming out. No bottoming out. I went to Democratic Underground, one of the forums today, about seniors urged to sign a so-called pledge for Bush or lose their Social Security. Now, see, here's how Republicans think. Old people are stupid. Negroes are stupid. Latinos are stupid. Young people don't vote. Everybody's stupid, except the ones they can manipulate, these middle-aged, white, Christian, fundamentalist, neo-fascists. So here, the other day, it's black folk in the barrel. With this mailing from something called the American Federation of Senior Citizens, which is a front organization for somebody who works for the Reverend Sung Myung Moon. But it's a fundraising letter. And it says, please read this letter very carefully. It's addressed to dear so-and-so. Please read this letter very carefully. Because this letter and the enclosed Social Security preservation card could very well determine the future of your Social Security. And then it goes on. You know, it says, let me ask you, do you want Social Security to be modernized? Do you know what's going to happen to you? You know what's going to happen to you? The liberals are killing it. They're killing Social Security. And the only people standing up for you is George Bush. And Bill Frist. And if you don't support George Bush, you may lose your Social Security. Oh, by the way, could you send us some money? $25, $50, other, anything, you know. Now, who's it run by? This American Federation of Senior Citizens, P.O. Box 97181, Washington, D.C. Somebody at Democratic Underground looked it up. This is the same address as several other organizations run by the same guy named Gary Jarman. Who's Gary Jarman? Well, do a Google on him. Oh, my God! Just your typical neo-Nazi religious fascist who ran something. He was legislative director for a while for something called Christian Voice, a front for Reverend Sun Myung Moon's Unification Church. They are also are backers of the Bush crime family. Reverend Moon, who says he is the son of he's Christ. He's the new incarnation of Christ. It goes on and on. If you do a Google on Gary Jarman, J-A-R-M-I-N, read it and weep. But here they are. Here these slimy, disgusting pigs are. You've got Bush, the slimiest of them, all standing out there today. Where was he today? In New Jersey. Lying through his teeth. Everything out of his mouth about Kerry was an absolute lie. All of it. There was not one truthful statement. You want to hear one of the things he said? He said something to the audience, boo! And then Bush says, and this campaign, Senator Kerry can run from his record, but he can't hide. Yay! Thank you. A senator's long record shows a clear pattern on national security. He has consistently opposed a stronger military. He has consistently looked for excuses to constrain American power. He has consistently shown poor judgment on the great issues of war and peace. When one senator holds among 100 holds a policy of weakness, it doesn't make a lot of difference. But the presidency is an office of great responsibility and consequence. Oh, really? You simian moron, no kidding. That's why we're going to get rid of you in less than 2 weeks. Your history, Bush.
angel sent to pray.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
It was like I saw my life flashing before me.
Yeah, I mean, the meeting was going along great. Then they asked us for our website address.
There was just this horrible silence.
We lost a client because we didn't have a website.
The thought of having to invest thousands of dollars on a website was just daunting.
We're a small business. We don't have IT guys.
Introducing the website solution from Register.com. In as little as 20 minutes, you can have your professional website developed and online. No IT guys, no headaches. No more losing customers because you don't have a website.
Register.com was like a godsend.
Literally within minutes, Register.com had our company name registered.
And within another 20 minutes, we had a professional website.
Log on to Register.com and register your company name for just $19.95. This is a limited time offer, so you must act now. Just go to Register.com and type in invitation code CBS at checkout to receive this incredible discount.
Offer applies to .com, .net, and .org. New registrations only and for a limited time. Subject to the Register.com services agreement.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
and listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Six before the hour. So back to Bush in Jersey today. He says, I have a record in office as well. And all Americans have seen that record. September the 4th, 2001, I stood in the ruins of the Twin Towers. That's what he said. It's right there at the White House website. September the 4th, I stood in the ruins of the Twin Towers. It's a day I'll never forget. Bernie might remember the workers in hard hats are yelling at me and yelling at us, whatever it takes. A man grabbed me by the arm just coming out of the rubble and he said, do not let me down. I have a responsibility that goes on. I wake up every morning thinking about how to make our country more secure. I acted again and again to protect the American people. I will never relent in defending our country, whatever it takes. And then the audience. The piglets, the sheep, far more years. And then this, Bush. In a new term as your president, we'll finish the work we've started. We will stand up for terror. We will stand for freedom. And on November 2nd, I ask you to stand up with me. God bless. Thank you all. On September the 4th, I stood in the ruins of the Twin Towers. It's a day I will never forget. In a new term, I will stand up for terror. Oh, man. Where do you stop with this? During the break, I was just watching CNN. No, don't ask me why. Someday I'm going to have to pry my eyeballs out of their sockets and cut the cords that hold them in my head to get me to stop watching that filth. But there's Aaron Brown talking to, who's the weirdo? Who's their chief political correspondent, commentator, not news guy. But they're talking about how the electoral vote could go to Kerry and the popular vote to Bush and this and that and this and that. And then it would go to the House or it wouldn't or maybe or... The former top U.S. commander in Iraq, Ricardo Sanchez, complained last winter to the pig that runs the Pentagon, Rumsfeld, that a poor supply situation was threatening the Army's ability to fight. Did you see this? It was the Washington Post had this on their website on Sunday. Sanchez wrote in a letter to top Army officials that the lack of key spare parts for tanks, helicopters, and other systems was such a severe problem that, quote, I cannot continue to support sustained combat operations with rates this low, end quote. But I thought Bush has said repeatedly that he provided his generals with everything they asked for. Another filthy lie. According to the Post, Sanchez said in a letter sent December 4th last year, the Army units in Iraq were waiting an average of 40 days. Now, that may have worked for Jesus in the desert, but it doesn't work for an army in the field. 40 days they're waiting for critical spare parts. Sanchez also protested that U.S. soldiers needed protective inserts to upgrade body armor. The Washington Post said it was given a copy of the letter by a person familiar with the situation who was dismayed that frontline troops had not been adequately supplied. And then just the other day you had 18 soldiers mutiny and say no. To hell with this. To hell with this. Go ahead. Court-martial us. We're not going into a situation that guarantees we die. We know we're in a combat zone. We know what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to kill things and our people and break things up. But by God, we're not going to do it without the right kind of equipment. And we're certainly not going to deliver oil and or gasoline and water, or gas, water that's polluted, and be told to take it back. This is the Bush crime family. You 46% of Americans that support this guy, what in the hell is wrong with you? What's the matter with you? Because he's a Christian?
Well, Mike, you know, he stops the murder of those little bitty babies.
No, he doesn't. Did you see this this article? Abortions have gone up since the moron assumed power. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Abortions have gone up. This piece, where was it written? At Sojourners. The guy is Dr. Glenn Stassen. He's a Christian ethicist. He's consistently pro-life. When he and his wife were pregnant, his wife caught rubella in the eighth week of her pregnancy. You know what that means? They decided not to terminate, to go ahead and raise the baby. The baby is legally blind now and severely handicapped. But Dr. Stassen said he's also a blessing to us and to the world. And then he goes on. He says abortion was decreasing when Bush took office. The nation's abortion rates were at a 24-year low. When Bush took office in 2001, Dr. Stassen says one would expect the abortion rate to continue its consistent course downward, if not plunge. Instead, he writes, the opposite happened. He says, I found three states that have posted multi-year statistics through 2003, and abortion rates have risen in all three. Kentucky's increased by 3.2% from 2000 to 2003. Michigan's increased by 11.3% from 2000 to 2003. Pennsylvania's increased by 2% from 1999 to 2002. I found 13 additional states that reported statistics for 2001 and 2002. Eight states saw an increase in abortion rates, with an average of 14.6%. And then he writes, under Bush, the decade-long trend of declining abortion rates appears to have reversed. And then he writes, how could this be? He says, I see three contributing factors. First, two-thirds of women who abort say they can't afford a child. In the past 3 years, unemployment rates increased again. Not since Hoover has there been a net loss of jobs during a pregnancy until this administration. Of course that causes abortion. Second, half of all women who abort say they do not have a reliable mate. Men who are jobless usually do not marry. And third, women worry about health care for themselves and their children. No health care, I might as well get an abortion. And the U.S. Catholic bishops, according to Dr. Stassen, warned of this likely outcome if support for families with children was cut back. And then he says, what does this tell us? Well, it tells us economic policy and abortion are not separate issues. They form one moral imperative. Rhetoric is hollow, mere tinkling brass without health care, health insurance, jobs, child care, and a living wage. Pro-life, indeed, not merely in word, means we need policies that provide jobs and health insurance and support for prospective mothers. He says, I analyzed the data on abortion during the George Bush presidency. There's no single source for this information. Federal reports go only to 2000. Many states do not report, but I found enough data to identify trends. My findings are counterintuitive and disturbing. So the people out there who are saying, well, I don't care what you filthy liberals say, George Bush has stopped the murder of babies. You're wrong on that one, too. But it doesn't matter, does it? Jesus H. Christ himself could come down from heaven and stand in front of you conservatives, you right-wingers, and say, look, let me tell you something. Bush is the Antichrist. He is a demon. And you all wouldn't believe it. You'd stand there and say, who's the hippie in the long hair? What's with the sandals? Get out of here. Get out of here. You know the direction this country's heading, don't you? You feel it in your guts. I you know, everybody that says, well, I've never seen the country so divided. Yeah, that's very true. Well, I don't know. You know, what if there's violence? Let me tell you, on election day, you want to make a little wager right now? You want to make a little bet right now? Here's what I'll propose. In the states where people are being denied, and they don't know this yet, their voter registration, where they have been registered to vote by these Republican animals who present themselves as registering people to vote, throw away the Democratic registrations. In the areas where black folk were screwed last time, screwed royally, do you think, now think about this, do you think these people are going to show up with a commitment this time to vote? They had their franchise taken away from them 4 years ago. Just thrown in the toilet by Republicans. Do you think this time they're going to show up to vote, knowing they're not a convicted felon, knowing they registered to vote, knowing that they filled out one half of the application and said, are you native-born American? Yes, but didn't check the little box that now this freak in Florida is saying, well, the box has to be checked. Do you think these people are going to show up and be told, sorry, you can't vote, leave? Do you think they're going to leave? There is going to be violence. Am I the first one to say this? There is going to be violence in this country on election day. Count on it. Count on it. That's what the Republicans have done. That's what they have set us up for. Violence. You tell somebody who the last time had their franchise taken away from in Florida because their skin happens to be darker than a Caucasian, and you tell these people when they show up a second time 4 years later, oh, sorry, you're still not on the polls. Do you think this, or the rolls, do you think this person's going to say, oh, okay, well, I'll try in 4 years? If you think that, you're insane.
Send you straight to fiery hell.
As if Halloween wasn't scary enough. It's just 2 days before the election. Let's not get tricked again. Let Northern Sun supply your election year costume. Northern Sun has been supplying the left with anti-creep merchandise for over 25 years. Northern Sun has hundreds of t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and other products. Get an anti-Bush t-shirt for yourself and your pumpkin. Sizes from kid small to adult 3X. How about an anti-Bush yard sign? The perfect antidote to right-wing evildoers. Do you want to get the monsters out of the White House? Visit NorthernSun.com and get a sticker, poster, or flag to help rid us of those scary ghouls. Don't wait until Bush's head spins around and he throws up on the Constitution. Go to NorthernSun.com and get the merchandise to help exorcise those demons. Can't reach the web because your computer's infected by the ghost of John Ashcroft? Call Northern Sun at 800-258-8579 and get a free catalog. No bones about it. Northern Sun has the merchandise you need to help drive away those right-wing wolves in Washington. Go to NorthernSun.com while there's still time.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered cortisone one time, but ordered cortisone again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the cortisone lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and cortisone, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered cortisone is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the cortisone lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of cortisone. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Nine minutes before the hour. I don't doubt for a minute the reports that I've heard, or the stories that I've heard, the anecdotes that I've heard, that, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, and I'll bust your ass. You know, where it concerns voting, where it concerns threats and intimidation from the Bush crime family. Is there a group of Americans that has not been threatened by this crime family? Even the Christian evangelicals who support this guy mindlessly. This is an administration who would rip the body of Christ into a million pieces if they thought they could make money on it or it would get them reelected. They don't care. They don't care. This Christer business that they are so good at is a total, complete sham. Now, do they believe they have a pipeline to God's Son? Yes, they do. Do they? What do you think? These are murderers. These are liars. These are fornicators and adulterers and drug users and killers. That's the worst part. It doesn't say in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not do drugs. It says, thou shalt not kill. If you believe that stuff. And then you consider the petty stuff. People that continue to get bum-rushed out of Bush rallies and threatened with arrests because they, for example, Okay, here's three. This is from Oregon. Three Medford, Oregon school teachers were threatened with arrest and thrown out of a Bush rally. When was this, last week? At the Jackson County Fairgrounds, after they showed up wearing T-shirts that said the following, "Protect our civil liberties." And then there's a picture here. This is from KGW News Channel 8 in Portland, Oregon. There's a picture of the three women. There they are, three nice white ladies, school teachers all, with their T-shirts on, "Protect our civil liberties." All three women said they were carrying valid tickets for the event that they had received from Republican Party headquarters in Medford, which had been distributing event tickets to Bush supporters. They did not go in and say anything. They did nothing. One teacher, Jana Voorhees, said she simply wanted to bring a message to Bush and did not intend to protest. She said, "I wanted to see if I'd be able to make a statement that I feel is important but not offensive in a rally for my president." The women said they were angered by reports of peaceful protesters being thrown out of Bush-Cheney events. They said they chose the phrase, "protect our civil liberties," because it was non-confrontational. Another teacher in the group of three, a special ed teacher, said, "We chose this phrase, Tanya Tong, we chose this phrase specifically because we didn't think it would be offensive or degrading or obscene." The women got past the first and second checkpoints, were allowed into the Jackson County Fairgrounds. They were asked to leave and then escorted out of the event by campaign officials who allegedly told them their T-shirts were obscene. Obscene. And to these Nazis, they were obscene. Protect our civil liberties? There are no civil liberties. There are only liberties that are given by Christ through God and George Bush, or by God through Christ and George Bush, or by Allah through Osama bin Laden and George somebody. But there's no such thing as civil liberties. And to these fundamentalist Christian fascists, the mere phrase, "protect our civil liberties," is obscene. There was no reaction from Republican officials about this. No reaction from the Bush crime family nest of thieves, the White House. Adam Green, a spokesman for the Oregon Democratic Party, said, quote, "Thursday's actions in Oregon set a new standard even for Bush-Cheney, removing and threatening with arrest citizens who in no way disrupt an event and wear clothing that expresses non-disruptive party-neutral viewpoints such as protect our civil liberties." Well, Mr. Green, with all due respect, it is not party-neutral. It is not non-disruptive. It is a threat to Christian fascists. Protect our civil liberties, Mr. Green. There is no such thing as civil liberties. When Cheney visited Eugene, Oregon last month, the Register Guard newspaper reported that a guy named Perry Patterson was cited for criminal trespass for blurting out the word "no" after Cheney claimed that the Bush administration had made the world safer. One word, "no." And he was cited for criminal trespass. That's a state offense. That's not a federal offense. That's a state offense. So what does this mean? That the state authorities in Oregon have now become part of the Bush crime family? In separate case, Thursday, two protesters were arrested in nearby Jacksonville, Oregon, outside the historic inn where Bush was spending the night. That's the one where the police fired pepper balls. The police opened fire on people. We're heading for some bad times, truth seekers. You might as well prepare yourself for it. Quick break here. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
You can tell a lot about a presidential campaign by what gets it excited. After the final debate, the Bushies went into a tizzy over Kerry's reference to Mary Cheney. This was an overheated reaction involving nothing of any policy relevance. In fact, the key part of that debate exchange was Bush saying he had no idea if homosexuality is a matter of choice. Well, if he doesn't, what's he doing proposing a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage? Now look at what the Kerry campaign has been obsessing about. Flu shots and Social Security. Kerry has accused Bush of having done nothing about the flu vaccine shortage, and he has blasted Bush for reportedly telling his funders he wants to privatize Social Security. Flu shots and Social Security privatization are not made-up controversies. This is real stuff. Let's hope swing voters notice. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Zip, zip, zip. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock. Drive in. Zip out.
A lot of online travel sites will save you money on hotels, and that's good. But Priceline can save you up to 40% off of that. Up to 40% off Expedia and Travelocity. Now, I'm no math major, but that's a lot of money. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it. Top of the line, guaranteed best price. Priceline Hotels.
Priceline's reservation system is different from fixed price sites. The exact hotel is shown only after purchase. See website for guaranteed details.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. So far, Democrats are signing up more new voters. The Democrats appear to be getting the upper hand in the battle to sign up new voters in the all-important swing states. This analysis of the most up-to-date figures from across the country found the Democrats have registered more new voters than Republicans have in Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and New Hampshire, while the GOP did better in Iowa and is holding its own in Florida. Florida registration tallies for more than half the county show Republicans Democrats virtually tied in the race to increase their share of voters in the state that decided the presidential election 4 years ago. Voting problems in Florida today, though, not just a distant memory, as Floridians started casting some votes in this year's race as part of a new early voting system. Some voting sites in Broward County had computer problems. A Democratic state lawmaker says she was not given a complete absentee ballot. Voting also started today in Colorado, Arkansas, and Texas. The idea is to help citizens avoid lines by letting them cast ballots in person early. Many Texas voters had to stand in line today anyway, including two prominent ones, former presidents George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara, chose to wait for a half hour at their polling place in Houston. The parents of the current president said it was their privilege to vote for their son as the first parents left. Not everybody agreed. Republican activists were chanting 4 more years, but some Democrats nearby were shouting 2 more weeks. A decision today on redistricting in Texas may buy the U.S. Supreme Court some more time. The High Court has ordered a lower court now to review the Texas plan, which could give Republicans 6 more seats and a stronger hold on the majority in the House. Though today's decision is a victory for Democrats, it will not affect the upcoming election. However, any Republican gains in Texas this November could be wiped away, reversed, if the plan is later ruled unconstitutional. One election scholar at Loyola Law School says the move today by the Supreme Court means the question won't come back before the High Court for quite a while, maybe even after some new justices have been appointed. The Supreme Court so far been decided on how much politics should be allowed into the redistricting process. John Kerry says it's time for the president to come clean about the war in Iraq. Kerry sees in a report the top U.S. commander in Iraq complained to the Pentagon last winter that troops did not have the supplies they needed. Campaigning in Florida, Kerry says it's proof the situation there is not as rosy as President Bush claims. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton says her husband's being a patient. Former President Bill Clinton recovering from quadruple heart bypass surgery. Hillary says her husband's been listening to doctors' advice. As a result, he is feeling better. His operation stalled his plans to campaign for John Kerry this fall. Doctors may decide to let him make a few appearances before Election Day. Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley.
When you're sick of fad diets and letting your scale dictate your mood, then step off that scale and into the Cortislim life. You hear success stories everywhere, people raving about Cortislim. Isn't it time you join them in exercise, nutrition, diet, supplementation, and Cortislim? Step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Order two bottles of Cortislim and take $20 off. $20 off two bottles. Call 1-800-TRIM-993. 800-TRIM-993.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Tuesday's Morning Sedition. What to talk about? 2 weeks away from the most important election of our lives? Gay vice presidential daughters? Sexually deviant right-wing talk show hosts? Or how about the real issues? Plus, anthrax. No, not the band. The germ. We'll talk with the author of Vaccine A, the covert government experiment that's killing American soldiers. So everybody get out your Cipro for Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Just a follow-up to the three school teachers in Oregon who were threatened with arrest, hustled out of a Bush, quote, rally, close quote. In Jacksonville, Oregon, police in riot gear fired paintballs filled with canned pepper to disperse a crowd of protesters assembled there. Witnesses said Bush supporters were on one side of the street chanting four more years, and Kerry supporters were on the other side chanting three more weeks. Guess who the police moved against? One woman, a college student, said she was pushed by police as she held her six-year-old daughter. It just goes on and on. It just goes on and on. One of the protesters, a guy named Richard Sweeney, said, "I can't believe this happens in the United States. It was very peaceful. They opened fire. I think this is the way tyranny begins." Yeah. And the people that support Bush, do not kid yourself for one moment. They understand what they're doing. They are leading this country into a religious fascist state, and this will make them happy. And they are a pretty large number of them. Don't forget ever for a second that I believe over 60% of the people in this country disbelieve the theories of evolution and natural selection. They honestly believe that the cloud being created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day he went to the local deli and had a cup of coffee or something. It's beyond belief where we are. It's beyond belief. Now, on Sunday, in the New York Times Sunday Magazine, Ron Suskin, who wrote the book about O'Neill, what did he write, The Price of Loyalty, subtitled Bush, the White House, and the Education of Paul O'Neill. He was a senior national affairs reporter for the Wall Street Journal for 7 years. He had a lengthy article. A couple of weeks ago it was Kerry. Yesterday it was Bush. Listen just a little bit here. Bruce Bartlett, a domestic policy advisor to Ronald Reagan and a Treasury official for the first President Bush, told Suskin recently, that, quote, if Bush wins, there will be a civil war in the Republican Party starting on November 3rd, end quote. The nature of that conflict, as Bartlett sees it, essentially the same as one raging across much of the world, a battle between modernists and fundamentalists, pragmatists and true believers, reason and religion. Bartlett said, quote, just in the past few months, I think a light has gone off for people who've spent time up close to Bush, that this instinct he's always talking about is this sort of weird messianic idea of what he thinks God has told him to do. Now, Bartlett, according to Suskin here, is a 53-year-old columnist and self-described libertarian Republican who has lately been a champion for traditional Republicans concerned about Bush's governance. He went on to say, quote, this is why George W. Bush is so clear-eyed about Al-Qaeda and the Islamic fundamentalist enemy. He believes you have to kill them all. They can't be persuaded. They're extremists, driven by a dark vision. He understands them because he's just like them. Well, gee, Mr. Bartlett, you've been listening to the Malloy program any time at all in the past 4 years? Maybe? Bartlett went on to say, this is why he dispenses with people who confront him with inconvenient facts. He truly believes he's on a mission from God. Absolute faith like that overwhelms the need for analysis. The whole thing about faith is to believe things for which there is no empirical evidence. Bartlett paused and then said, but you can't run the world on faith. This is the part that if you didn't read it, you can get it online. I mean it is frightening. It is frightening what this guy what this Bush believes. He believe one of the people that's quoted in the article said he believes he's an instrument of God. Now, let me ask you, because Suskin asks, is there anyone in America who feels that John Kerry is an instrument of God? And then from the article, Bush said last month at a confidential luncheon a block away from the White House with 100 or so of his most ardent longtime supporters, the so-called Republican National Committee regents, he said, quote, I'm going to be real positive while I keep my foot on John Kerry's throat. These Bush supporters, what they heard was a triumphal Bush actively planning, beginning to plan his second term. It is a second term, should it come to pass, it will alter American life in many ways if predictions that Bush voiced at the luncheon come true. He said emphatically that he expects Republicans will gain seats to expand their control of the House and the Senate. He's going to alter the Supreme Court in a way that will make it impossible to change it for possibly 30 or 40 years. Four appointments. And then there was this. And Suskin says, and for those who don't get it, it was explained to me in late 2002 by Mark McKinnon, a longtime senior media advisor to Bush, who now runs his own consulting firm and helps the president. He started by challenging me, quote, You think he's an idiot, don't you? I said, no, I didn't. No, you do. All of you do. Up and down the West Coast, the East Coast, a few blocks in southern Manhattan called Wall Street. Let me clue you in. We don't care. You see, you're outnumbered 2-1 by folks in the big, wide middle of America, busy working people who don't read the New York Times or Washington Post or LA Times. And you know what they like? They like the way he walks and the way he points, the way he exudes confidence. They have faith in him. And when you attack him for his malaprops, his jumbled syntax, it's good for us. Because you know what these folks don't like? They don't like you. And, of course, in this instance, the final you, they don't like you, means the entire reality-based community. These people are more of a danger to this republic than the Soviet Union was, than missiles are, than nuclear weapons are. I mean in a political way. The Bush crime family poses a greater danger to this republic than any other force on the planet. They also, the Bush crime family, it poses a danger to human life on this planet, all human life, born and unborn. Every few months, Susskind says, a report surfaces of the president using strikingly messianic language, only to be dismissed by the White House. Oh, well, you know. 3 months ago, for instance, at a private meeting with Amish leaders in Lancaster County, PA, Bush was reported to have said, quote, I trust that God speaks through me. A recent Gallup poll noted that 42% of Americans identify themselves as evangelical or born again. I don't make any bones about the fact that I'm a full-blown, absolutely unreconstructed atheist. You know, if you believe something and you believe a religion that is based in love and kindness and decency to your fellow human beings, good for you. I support you on it. But these people are real demons. These evangelicals, these are killers. These are Christ killers. These are religion killers. These are not religion killers. These are faith killers, love killers, decency killers. And then there was this. I'll share one more story from this Times article yesterday, and when we come back. And then we're going to take your calls. We're going to take your calls. We create our own reality, these people say. Oh my God! I'm telling you, if normal people in this country stay home from the polls and don't go vote, by normal people I mean non-evangelical Christian fascists. I mean Bush supporters. If normal non-Bush supporters, if normal people stay home and sit on their ass on Tuesday coming November 2nd and don't go vote these murderers out of office, these fascists out of office, then we have lost it. And then I would not be the least bit surprised to see this country go into a state of sustained and ongoing violence. I don't think Americans are going to give up what so many in this country, millions of people have died for. You know, liberty and freedom that the Bush crime family talks about a lot, that the moron talks about, doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. They're not going to turn my company and my country into a religious madrasas like Osama has done or the Saudis have done. No way. It's just not going to happen.
They've been waiting a long time. I know how I hate the wait. Like even for a bus or something, an important phone call. So I can just imagine how darned impatient everybody must be getting. So I think it's time now, time to reveal myself. I am the Messiah. I am the Messiah.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Beginning, there was dirt, water, and the air. And it was good. Once, Planet Challenge.
It's the 2004 Brower Youth Awards, the nation's most prestigious recognition for young green activists. Meet winner Hannah McCarty, who organized a movement in Seattle to protect the last remaining old-growth forest.
With the Weyerhaeuser campaign, our first target that we chose was Trader Joe's because they're a pretty environmentally conscious company, and we thought, you know, their customers are going to be concerned that they're buying bags from this company, Weyerhaeuser, that's the number one polluter in Washington State, rapidly destroying and depleting our old-growth forest.
McCarty, along with fellow students, petitioned and had talks with the store, and eventually Trader Joe's dropped their contract.
We said bag Weyerhaeuser, and that was a really great victory for us.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Sound familiar? That's it. It's the sound of internet speeds up to 70 times faster than dial-up. And up to twice as fast as DSL standard service. When it comes to speed, the bird speaks for itself.
Beep, beep.
Roadrunner High Speed Online from Time Warner Cable. Rated best high-speed internet service by New York Magazine. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with easy self-installation. With Roadrunner, you'll never suffer through frustrating hang-ups and busy signals. And Roadrunner helps to keep your computer safe with access to free anti-spam and security software provided by Computer Associates. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with a self-install kit. Get all the speed you need with Roadrunner High Speed Online. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Offer expires 10/31/04. Available to current Time Warner Cable residential customers. Regular rates apply after the first 6 months. Other restrictions apply. For complete details, call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be talking about the front porches of America.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
We have a fear of state religion. That's not what we're going for. We don't want for one governmental religion. Government will never, you know, say this is the religion. We're free from society for religion.
What? Jesus. All right, this last story from Ron Suskin's a lengthy article in yesterday's Sunday Times, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. In the Oval Office in December 2002, the president met with a few ranking senators and members of the House, both Republicans and Democrats. In those days, there were high hopes that the United States-sponsored roadmap for the Israelis and Palestinians would be a pathway to peace. And the discussion that wintry day was in part about countries providing peacekeeping forces in the region. The problem, everyone agreed, was that a number of European countries like France and Germany had armies that were not trusted by either the Israelis or the Palestinians. One congressman, the Hungarian-born Tom Lantos, a Democrat from California and the only Holocaust survivor in Congress, mentioned that the Scandinavian countries were viewed more positively. Lantos went on to describe for the president how the Swedish army might be an ideal candidate to anchor a small peacekeeping force on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Sweden has a well-trained force of about 25,000. The president looked at him appraisingly, several people in the room would recall, and then Bush said, "I don't know why you're talking about Sweden. They're the neutral one. They don't have an army." Lantos paused, a little shocked, and offered a gentlemanly reply. "Mr. President, you may have thought that I said Switzerland. They're the ones that are historically neutral without an army." Then Lantos mentioned in a gracious aside that the Swiss do have a tough National Guard to protect the country in the event of invasion. But Bush held to his view. No, it's Sweden that has no army." The room went silent until someone changed the subject. This story was told to me by one of the senators in the Oval Office that December day, Joe Biden. Lantos, a liberal Democrat, would not comment about it, and general people who meet with Bush will not discuss their encounters. Yeah. If you haven't read the article in Sunday's New York Times Magazine section, you need to. You really need to. Without a Doubt by Ron Suskin. We are in trouble unless we can save our republic. We're in trouble. Of course, I guess that holds true at any time in U.S. history, but I don't think there's ever been such an assault. Even back in the 30s, I don't think the Nazis were quite as able to seize control of this country, even though Philip Roth's new novel about Charles Lindbergh winning the presidency against Roosevelt makes for very interesting reading if you just look at it as an historical novel and a faux historical novel, not you know, anything based in reality. But I don't think the communists really came close back in the 20s and 30s. I don't think the Nazis came close in the 30s. I don't think the anarchists came close back in the teens and 20s as this regime today in 2004. We are so close to it. We are so close to a complete fascist takeover and worse. Worse, a fascist Christian takeover that will be as bad as anything bin Laden could put on any society. I don't care if it's Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, you know, whatever. This religious fundamentalism is going to destroy the human race. There's no question. They cannot coexist. Science and religion cannot coexist. Not really. Not this kind of religion. Not this fundamentalist crap. And in the hands of a madman like Bush and his cohorts, I'm telling you, if you are a normal person, and I don't care if you're a Republican and wonder what happened to your party, you better do something about it. You can clean out your party later. You can get rid of the vermin and the thugs and the beasts out of your party later. But you better vote for John Kerry this election, or you're not going to have a chance to purge your party. It's over. All right. Eric is calling from Minneapolis. Eric, welcome to the program. Hey, Eric. Okay, we'll try to come back to Eric. Let's try Susan. Oh, no, there's Eric. Eric, are you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Eric, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. Your associate wanted me to get right to the point. and I've been interested in knowing if anybody's ever polled a white supremacy group for their presidential preference.
I don't know off the top of my head. I would assume so. I know that most of the white supremacy groups have been behind the takeover of the Republican Party by Christian fascists. Most of the white supremacy groups in this country are Christian fascist. They refer to the Northeast as ZOG, Zionist Occupied Government. They are anti-black, they are anti-Jew, they are anti-Catholic, they are anti-homosexual. They're anti-everything except white Christian evangelicals like them. Have they been polled? I don't know. Hold on a second, I'll come back to you because there's some music and we got to take a break. We'll come right back to Eric in a second. Yes, quick break here, we'll be back. This is Air America Radio, I'm Mike Malloy.
Why is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay still in power? The former exterminator has gotten into more trouble than a kitchen full of roaches. He's now been slapped 3 times by the House Ethics Committee and faced an IRS complaint and a racketeering suit. But that's not all. According to Mother Jones, 3 sets of state and federal investigators may finally be closing in on DeLay. First, there's Texas, where DeLay fundraisers have been charged with felonies for possibly laundering money for a group he founded and helped run. Prosecutors haven't ruled out charging DeLay. Then there's Louisiana, where lobbyists flaunting their ties with DeLay bilked $32 million out of an 800-member Native American tribe. Grand jury subpoenas in the case are flying around like confetti. Even Imelda Marcos has gotten one. The Senate is also investigating the scandal, and DeLay, a.k.a. the Hammer, is facing yet another House ethics count. House Republicans are used to having lightning rods as leaders, but are they really crazy enough to stand by this man? It looks like only a felony charge will finally get them to nail the hammer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for, Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
You people are making a huge difference. And ultimately, it's obviously going to be you people who make it possible to get this Fiddler's fart out of the White House.
He doesn't give a Fiddler's fart!
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
If we spoke like that, Sam, and sounded like that, boy, we'd have listeners out the wazoo.
Right now, we've got listeners out the zoo. But if we spoke like
that,
they would be out the wazoo.
What news would you bring of voices in the sky?
That's what he hears. Voices in the sky. Back to Eric in Minneapolis. Eric, thanks for holding on. Now, where were we?
Well, you opened up right along the lines of the subject matter I wanted to talk about, and that's Bush's allegiance, or I should say false allegiance, to any Christian God, but using it as he wraps himself in the cross in order to rise up on the swastika, so to speak.
That's right. I don't know how to expand or elaborate on that. I don't think a rational person now would have any doubt whatsoever left over. There may have been doubts when Bush lied his way into office and his family, his crime family, with the consigliere, Baker, James Baker, rigged it so he got elected under false pretenses. But I don't think anybody at this stage, 4 years into this moron's presidency, has a doubt, or they shouldn't, that this is a guy who hears voices in the sky, in his head, that tells him to invade countries. I don't care what he says subsequent to his statements.
Well, from my association with Republicans and some right-wing family members, they basically want their personal beliefs enforced on other people. I'm personally against abortion, but I'm going to vote for Kerry because I think that's a choice that isn't up to me to make because I'm not going to have an abortion.
Right. Well, I think most of us who are pro-choice, I've said this on the program, are anti-abortion. I have good friends here in Georgia who are part of the Georgia Abortion Rights League, Action League. These are the right wing would identify them as militant pro-choice people, or the right wing would say they're militant pro-abortion. These are people who will take to the streets to guarantee that a woman has a right to make decisions with her doctor, hopefully the man who helped get her pregnant, and her concept of ethics and morality, or God if you choose, and that the government will stay out of it. But these are people who to the last woman are anti-abortion, because you're pro-choice doesn't mean you're pro-abortion. We're all anti-abortion. Who in the hell wants to interrupt a human life if it gets to that point? But it's like you pointed out very succinctly, it's not your decision, it's not my decision. It's a decision that is up to a woman, her doctor, her concept of ethics, and the man who assisted in the pregnancy. So, but you might point out, I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the program, abortion, hard numbers on abortions and abortion rates have gone up under Bush.
I just heard that today.
Yeah, it's astonishing. But this is what they do. This is what these right-wingers do. They tell these knee-jerk evangelicals, we're going to stop the queers. No, they're not. We're going to stop abortions. No, they're not. Exactly. We're going to stop liberalism. No, you're not.
They're just going to make it more dangerous.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you get on your next call.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. That's what the book, What's the Matter with, is that What's the Matter with Kansas? Was that it? Yeah. That's what the author writes about. You know, and I think most people who understand the bait and switch that these right-wingers pull on southern white people, that's how it started, the Nixon, the Nixon dodge, the Nixon strategy. Hell, I guess you could go back to Strom Thurmond. You know, 1948, the Dixiecrats, this idea, you know, take people that you consider to be ignorant, whether they're Southern whites or ethnic whites or Americans of African descent or people who have only gone through high school, whatever the right wing's prejudice du jour happens to be, and address that old people, address that group, play into their fears and their perceived ignorances. That's what these Republicans do. You know, just like this thing that was mailed out to by the Republican National Committee to the potential voters, Republicans in Arkansas and West Virginia, with a picture of the Bible and across it the word banned, that Democrats are going to ban the Bible. And now old folks are getting these mailings from some neo-fascist organization that says if you don't sign this card and send this money and vote for Bush, your Social Security is going to be terminated. These are real bastards. I mean, they are just absolute bastards. Every single one of them. They play on fear and perceived ignorance. And I mean, it's horrifying. These people cannot stand the light of day or the light of truth. They can't go head-to-head in a debate. They have nothing to offer. Nothing. And that's why I am astonished and heartbroken every time I see a poll that says 46, 48, 52% of my fellow Americans support this filth. How did that happen? Let's not get into that. You know, education system, our media, all of it worked together, co-conspired to make Americans ignorant and stupid and to work against their own best interest. I swear to God, if this is not Germany in the 20s and 30s, I don't know what the hell it is. Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey,
to add on to what you were just saying, there's no way that they would want to pass their agenda. If it all got through, how could they rally their constituency against sane people?
Right. Well, that's very true. You make a very salient point, and I think this has been pointed out by writers. I think it's pointed out in the book, What's the Matter with Kansas? No, these people don't ever want to fully succeed, because then they lose their reason for being.
Their voters.
Right, exactly.
I read that book, and I still don't know what's the matter with Kansas.
I don't either.
But I don't think it was the author's fault.
I don't think so.
Here's and the newest wrinkle in the Florida voting outrage scheme.
Uh-huh.
I live in Broward County, which has about 1.5 million people.
Uh-huh.
There are either 13 or, by some reports, 14 early voting sites which open today.
Right.
And I can vote early at any one of them until November 2nd. But on November 2nd, if I try to vote anywhere but in my own precinct, I won't be allowed to. And that's what the Florida Supreme Court decided today by unanimous vote.
Okay, now is this? I'm kind of getting lost in that. That sounds like a bad thing.
Doesn't sound like a very common sense thing. Anywhere in the county for the next 2 weeks.
But on election day, you have to go to your home precinct.
On election day, I have to be in my own precinct, and because Florida is such a transient population.
Uh-huh.
Many people, you know, are moving constantly, so they may not have gotten their new voter cards.
Anything to suppress.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, anything to suppress the vote. Anything.
Yes, it is.
Anything.
Last but not least. Even if Bush is redefeated on November 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and after January 20th, these people are not just going to go away. Because this is a republic and a democracy,
mm-hmm.
they're just going to scurry off somewhere, hide in the dark, and take every opportunity to come back out again. So I think we need regular pest control.
I think so, too. But
you
remember,
you know... Take our eyes off it once President Kerry is in office.
You got to cut off the head of the snake before you can go to work on its other parts. Once the Republicans are out of control of the executive branch of government, then our work is cut out for us. We'll have 2 years to really save this republic, because Republicans will make certain that Kerry hits a brick wall.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, and we're going to have to endure it. We're going to have to get through 2 years, and we're going to have to elect enough senators and House members, or Green Party senators and House members. I don't care. Anything other than Republican. That's the time to start building a third and fourth party. Anything other than Republican to try to lead this country away from this insanity and towards coalition politics, where you have three or four or five or six parties that can form coalitions, shifting coalitions, and take the power away from these monolithic parties, but especially right now the Republicans. It has to be that way, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you, and I swore in 1998 when the Republicans spearheaded the impeachment of Bill Clinton over ridiculous reasons that I would never vote for another I was an independent until just a few years ago when I switched to Democrat.
Right.
And I have voted for both Republicans and Democrats, but I swore and I wrote my congressmen that if they impeached Bill Clinton for ludicrous reasons, that I would never vote for another Republican again as long as I lived. And I won't. I may not vote for a particular race. I may not vote for a particular Democratic candidate because I can't support that particular candidate. Mm-hmm. But I will not vote for a Republican again.
I hear that. I hear that loud and clear. Susan, thanks for checking.
I just want to tell you that I want to thank Air America, and especially you, for helping to keep me sane and for performing what amounts to a public service for this country.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you checking in. You know, when people say that, I can almost say dittos. I wouldn't, but, you know, for obvious reasons. But Air America is what keeps me sane, too. I have to say this. I'm no martyrdom here, nothing. But I can remember a time when the liberal voices were very scattered. There's Peter Werby, there's me, there was Randy Rhodes, Bernie Ward, some guys in the West Coast. You know, we were very scattered, very scattered. And usually we worked for stations that were 95% right-wing fascist. And eventually most of us would lose our jobs or be forced into the liberal ghetto. Air America is all day long, and I'll tell you the truth, Air America, I think, is going to have some sort of an effect on the outcome of this election, not a day too soon. So any credit that's due Air America is deserved.
Yeah, I'm on the right side.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explain difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. I'm going to be on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Nine minutes before the hour. Did I give the phone number tonight? I don't think I did. 866-303-2270. Diane is calling from Missouri. Diane, welcome to the program.
You.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. I just read two disturbing articles on Salon.com regarding ties between the Bush administration and Reverend Sun Myung-moon.
Uh-huh.
And in light of what you've been talking about earlier this evening, I'm wondering how Christian leaders like Billy Graham or Pat Robertson, people like that, how they reconcile their support for George Bush with the Bush family's relationship and ties with Sun Myung-moon.
You know, I've never been able to figure that out. I don't understand that. I wish I could answer it. I can't.
Have they even been asked? Has anyone challenged them on this?
That I don't know either. I started listening to Billy Graham probably 50 years ago when I was a kid, because my grandmother, every Sunday afternoon when he came on, on the radio, my grandmother would turn it on. And so I've been aware of him for 5 decades. And I don't know that he's ever said anything about anything other than his particular kind of Southern Baptist brand of preaching the gospel as he sees it. As far as the connection between not just the Bush administration, but the Bush family and Sun Myung-moon, I don't know. I don't know how a Billy Graham or any religious, a Protestant religious leader in this country, or Catholic religious leader in this country, can reconcile Bush associating with a person, a real freak, like this Reverend Moon. You know, he's been to prison. Well, that doesn't really mean that much. But here's a guy who says he is the most recent incarnation of Christ. How can Christian evangelicals not listen to that and be shocked?
Well, I don't think most of them are aware of the Bush family ties to Sun Myung-moon. I really don't.
You think
and that's
it?
Something, well, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned about it tonight, and I pay attention. I mean, I do follow the news a great deal, but until a friend sent me an email this afternoon, I wasn't aware of this.
Really? So, okay. Well.
Yes, really.
Yeah.
I think that might be part of the problem, is that they're just not aware.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just assume, and I should not make the assumption that because I understand the Unification Church and Reverend Sun Myung-moon and his connection not just to Bush but to an awful lot of politicians in this country. I just assume that everybody does, and that's a bad assumption on my part. So I don't know how to get that word out to people, and given the political climate in this country right now, you know, if you sent that information to 100 evangelicals at random, they would probably email back to you and say, you're crazy, you're communist, you must have made this up.
That's right. I'm afraid of that. Actually, to tell you the truth, I'm a Christian, and I've been researching for about a month now whom I should support and why, and I obviously have come to the conclusion that I'm going to be supporting Senator Kerry without question. And so I've tried to have conversations with relatives who are Christians. I guess you could catalog them as evangelical Christians.
Right.
And I have been so frustrated because no matter what I show them, no matter what data, you know, no matter what government documents or objective reports I show them, they just keep sending me emails about abortion. It's like they hear me for about an hour, and then when they go home, everything that they've been told for the last 10 or 15 years takes over, and they don't hear anything anymore. And I'm just pretty upset about it, frankly.
Well, what about the fact that abortion has gone up? Since
I sent that very article to one person that I have in mind, who I'm thinking about right now, a very close family member, and there was no response to that. But a couple of days later, I got 4 emails about how awful abortion is, and in fact, mentioning that Hitler was pro-choice. So, I just want you to know that there are many Christians who... Please don't paint us all with one brush stroke.
No,
there are many of us who do see what's happening.
I understand.
Very, very upset about it.
Yeah, I have used caution in the past to differentiate between these people who really pervert the message of Christ and Christians who don't. And I'm sorry that I have been remiss on that lately, and I do apologize for it because I know it's frustrating to people who do believe in the teachings of Christ as laid out in some of the Gospels. He wasn't about power. He wasn't about this sick kind of stuff that the Bush family is, or these so-called self-identified Christians today, the Falwells and Robertsons and Dobsons and these people who preach nothing but power, nothing but guilt. And I understand, and I should make that clearer, When I go off like this. I was brought up
I didn't mean to criticize you. I just
No.
It's you and your listeners were aware that there are many websites, as a matter of fact, by Christians
right.
who are very concerned about this election. And I just would like to encourage your listeners to check them out. Just go to Google and start looking, because
for sure.
there are a lot of us there who are extremely concerned and want to share our reasons.
Yeah, Sojourners is a good place to start.
Yes,
it's SOJO.net. And Sojourners, that's Sojourners Magazine. And these are true Christians. These are true Christians in the sense of Christ. And I recommend it. I really do. Hey, listen, there's some music. We have to
okay.
go. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you for your time.
I appreciate your call. I should make that clear, shouldn't I, Kathy? I sometimes I get kind of freaky about that. I'm in complete agreement with the message of Christ, no question. I may have questions about his divinity, but never about his teachings. We can all agree on his philosophy. It was beautiful. Too bad the so-called religious right has ruined the message. We'll be back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Well, I love Fridays by Spencer Armour. I want my weekends to be perfect. So Friday,
I meet my friends after work. No big deal. Nothing fancy, but
it's got to be charcoal for my barbecues. Gas grills don't have the same great flavor.
Cotton candy at the fair. My grandson loves the Ferris wheel, but I like
riding my dirt bike all day long. Just as soon as my mom lets me get one. That'll be perfect.
Make this weekend even better. Pick up your local newspaper Friday and find Life magazine inside with great photos, stories, and ideas for the weekend. Visit life.com for the paper in your area.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Energy Department figures show that gas prices have reached the third highest level ever recorded by the government. The agency says the average weekly retail price for regular unleaded has reached almost $2.04 a gallon. That's about 50 cents more than this time last year, and about 3 cents short of the all-time record. The surge in gas prices is being attributed in part to skyrocketing crude oil prices, which hit record levels Monday. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is vowing not only to make the country safe, but to make it strong and work for the middle class. At a rally in Orlando Monday, Kerry blamed high gas and oil prices for what he called George Bush's mess in the world. And Kerry said all Americans deserve to have the quality of coverage those on Capitol Hill have, and all children can and will be covered under his watch.
When I am president, within hours of raising my hand and assuming those responsibilities, my health care proposal will be the very first proposal that will go to the United States Congress.
For his part on Monday, President Bush spoke about homeland security during a trip to New Jersey, and he opened fire on John Kerry.
Senator Kerry believes that fighting Zarqawi and other terrorists in Iraq is a diversion from the war on terror. I believe that fighting and defeating these killers in Iraq is a central commitment in the war on terror.
A second teenager has been charged in the alleged plot to carry out a Columbine-style attack at Marshfield High School in Massachusetts. 18-year-old Joseph Ney is charged with conspiracy to commit mass murder. Ney is the son of the president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, Thomas Ney. He doesn't believe his son is guilty.
I look at my son in a pair of shackles, and it's not a place where you want to be, you know. I do not believe he did it. I do not believe he participated in it. You know, we're a mess over it.
Police allege the two planned to kill students and teachers on the anniversary of the deadly attack at Columbine High in Colorado. Former President Bill Clinton has gotten his flu shot this year. His wife, New York Senator Hillary Clinton, told reporters about it Monday during a news conference to announce the publication of a New York State flu vaccine resource guide.
President Clinton get a flu shot? And the answer is yes. And the second question was, has he gotten clearance to campaign for Senator Kerry? And that is still being worked on.
President Clinton had quadruple coronary artery bypass surgery September 6th. That makes him one of the thousands of New Yorkers at high risk for the flu. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry. I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America Radio, we're listening.
I was in a certain part of the office, and one of the officers there, his son is serving over in Iraq, and I said, well, you know, he shouldn't be there. Aren't you upset? Aren't you worried? You know, he's there for the wrong reason. And he said, my son's over there serving, so you could be here saying this kind of crap. Shame on you. And today when I got in, my supervisor informed me that I am no longer allowed in that part of the building, unless it's a police-related matter.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. You know, in addition to everything else, I don't know, this was last Friday, Washington Post, a Food and Drug Administration official who tried to estimate the harm done to patients by side effects of the painkiller Vioxx prior to its being pulled off the market, said last week that his supervisors tried to suppress the information he was coming up with. That's according to Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa. Now, Grassley has been investigating health issues. And Grassley said in a news release that David Graham, Associate Science Director of the Office of Drug Safety, told him, Senator Grassley, that FDA Bush agency officials, his word, ostracized him and subjected him to, his words, veiled threats as he tried to have his study cleared for publication. When a top FDA official suggested, quote, watering down, unquote, the report, Mr. Graham responded in an email, quote, I've gone about as far as I can without compromising my deeply held conclusions about this safety question, end quote. Now, and the acting director of the FDA's drug center, Stephen Galston, called Mr. Graham's accusations as relayed to Grassley, baloney. The Bush thug said, no, it's all baloney. None of it's true. Yeah, this guy's making it up. Grassley likened Graham's experience to that of another FDA scientist, Andrew Moshholder, who had conflicts with his superiors this year about the antidepressants and suicide in young people. Do you understand? I mean, even you right-wingers, I mean, you people take medicine too, don't you? Don't you Bush supporters? Don't you take medicine? Don't you take Vioxx? Don't you need a flu shot? Do you have kids or grandkids that might need antidepressants? Do you understand that the Bush crime family doesn't care if you live or your kid lives or your mama lives, or your grandbaby lives? They don't care as long as they protect the pharmaceutical industry so the pharmaceutical industry continues to shift millions of dollars into Republican Party coffers. Don't you people care? I mean, even you Republicans. You people are made out of a bone and flesh and blood, just like we normal people, just like Democrats. You all are going to die. You all are going to get sick, just like we do. You're going to develop your cancers and your blood diseases and your tumors, just like we Democrats do. And you're going to need the same medicines that we need. And eventually you're going to puke up your own guts and you're going to die in your own excrement, and that's it. They're going to shovel you into a box, and that's the end of you. In the meantime, don't you think that drugs should be safe? Don't you think that people whose job is to report on drugs if they're not safe should not be intimidated by the Bush administration? Don't you think that just to the least degree? And you religious wackos out there who don't believe in evolution, then tell me this. Tell me this. How do bacteria, how do viruses overcome the drugs designed to fight them? They evolve. Right before your little eyes. Well, right before the eyes of science. You don't believe it. Why do you think penicillin is no longer effective for about 95% of the ailments it was originally prescribed for? Why do you think that's true? Huh? Because the bacteria have learned to mutate, to change, to evolve. I get so sick of this. But don't you Republicans, or don't you care, you evangelical right-wingers? Do you not believe? I know you believe you're going to die. I think that's why some of you dig your teeth and toenails into your religious beliefs so firmly, because you're terrified. You're terrified of death. But until you do croak like all of us do, don't you think that the medicine you take, and the medicine my three-month-old may have to take, and the medicine your grandchildren take, or your parents, or your mama, or your cousin, or your brother, don't you think it should be safe? Don't you think that somebody in the FDA who discovers that the drugs we're taking are killing us should have a way of getting that information out? No, you don't, do you? Because George Bush is against abortion. You morons. You morons. Oh, and remember at the last debate, Bush said most of his tax cuts went to low and middle income Americans? That statement is absolutely flatly false. The Daily Mislead, y'all ever go there, misleader.org? An analysis by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found that in 2004, the top 20% of earners received 69.8% of the tax cuts enacted by Bush. the middle 20% of earners received an average tax cut of $647. The top 20% received an average tax cut of $5,055. As a result, those in the middle class are paying a greater share of the federal taxes today than they were 4 years ago. Now, you don't believe that, do you? Of course you don't, because you right-wingers, you don't believe anything, nothing, except that George talks to God and Jesus is going to come when there's a big enough pile of corpses in the Middle East. Jesus will be pleased and God will be pleased, and they'll send Jesus down on a white horse to stand on top of this pile of corpses of Muslims and Jews and Christians and atheists, and God will be so happy. He will just be so happy that this planet once again is waist deep in blood. That's what you people believe, isn't it? So yeah, maybe I don't differentiate enough between people who believe in the teachings of Christ or the teachings of Muhammad or the teachings of Moses or the teachings of the Buddha or the teachings of God knows how many Hindu deities. You know, maybe the difference between those people and the religionists, the ones who say you're not a Christian, then I'll kill you. You're a Jew, you have to die. You're a Muslim? I'm going to cut your head off. Oops, you guys do that. Okay, what can I do? Oh, I know. I'll impale you on a cross or on a stick. I'll be like Vlad the Impaler. That's what I'll do. I'll take you non-believers and stick you on sticks. I hate religion. Oh, well. Oh, last thing. Afghanistan, that shining example of how we brought democracy did from the Independent of the UK. Alleged war criminals are poised to take positions of power in Afghanistan's new government, threatening hopes of democracy taking shape after last week's historic election, a human rights group has warned. Men with bloody records from years of conflict will become judges, police chiefs, and government ministers, unless their appointments are blocked by presidential decree, according to a report by the Afghanistan Justice Project. And then this article goes on, and it singles out some of these people. Mohammed Fahim, Abdul Rasul Saif, Yunus Kwanui, Abdul Rashid Dostum, and it lists the crimes that they have been accused of. These are mass murderers. These are killers. These are people who have no problem cutting off heads and hands and gouging out hearts and eviscerating people. And it's murder and mayhem and drugs and death and destruction. And they have intimidated the rural population, which is all the population of Afghanistan, except for one city, Kabul. And now they're going to assume positions of power. They hate women. They hate children. They hate anybody except their own tribe. They hate everything. And these are the people that Bush says, well, yeah.
We brought democracy. And you know, the first person to vote in Afghanistan was a 19-year-old girl. Yes, she was. But that's all, folks. She's a 19-year-old girl, and she got to wear white shoes and fly a kite. Because, you know, the Taliban wouldn't let her wear white shoes and would let her fly a kite. But we did, yes, indeedy.
So Afghanistan, yeah, their elections, warlords, war criminals, poppy growers, killers, dealers of death and destruction. But don't tell Bush. Bush thinks it was a real election. Don't tell him.
Well, the kids had to cry for you. I had to try to do things that the dad should do since you've been gone.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. And yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send a message, spread the word. Mothers, sisters,
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Barb Harris with Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance. You're really going
to
love it.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40 by 60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Technology is going to change the way we live for the good, for the environment.
That's why I proposed a hydrogen automobile, hydrogen-generated automobile.
A hydrogen-generated automobile? What does that mean? You start with some hydrogen and push the button and an automobile springs out of the mist? It must be Star Trek. Steve is calling from Ontario, Canada. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks. It's good to be on the show again.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm from Canada, as you said. And ultimately, we like America. We really do, but it's getting hard. It's getting really, really hard to, because when Bush says things like he said about Canadian healthcare being the third world healthcare system, like, I forget the exact wording, but...
What he said was... He alluded to the possibility that Canadian drugs might have been manufactured in some spider-infested third-world country. That's the impression I got. And, of course, surely somebody would have told him that the transnational pharmaceutical companies that provide him with hundreds of millions of dollars to keep perpetrating crimes against humanity provide the same drugs for America as they do Canada. But I guess nobody told him that. What happened? Our phone system went down?
It sure did.
All right, if you were on hold, call back. Oh, my God. Who was I talking to? Steve in Canada? I'm sorry, Steve. I looked on the screen. It was like blanco. Oh, it just happens. You know, every once in a while, Ashcroft sends one of his scum suckers deep into our system, and they pull a plug somewhere. Oh, well. The number's 866-303-2270. What's this? Kathy, the baby, and I might be moving to Canada in a few weeks. So we may what, flu shots yet? Oh, we may get flu shots. Yeah. Oh, if we go. Oh, that's right. Okay. I don't know who has taken over your keyboard, Catherine. Huh?
Sorry about that. I was trying to type and deal with bonkers at the same time. I was just saying, if we move to Canada, we might still get flu shots.
Well, I'm not going to move to Canada. I'm going to stay here and teach all my neighbors who don't know how to fire a weapon that has a multi-cartridge clip to it.
Well, they just need to go to Dahlonega to the Gold Rush Days festivals, and they can see all the guns they want. Those were some scary people.
Kathy and I have spent, we do this every fall here in Georgia. We go up to the North Georgia Mountains, I mean way up, and we go to the different fall festivals. And there's a town about, oh, I don't know, what is it, 70 miles north of Atlanta, Dahlonega, Georgia. It's where the gold was discovered in 1848, a year before the 49ers, before it was discovered at Sutter's Mill in California. And,
do you remember those days?
Yes, I do. And we went to this one this past Sunday, yesterday. And I want to tell you something. It's real Bush country. These are people who, to a certain extent, their mothers and fathers are also brothers and sisters. And, you know, whatever works, I guess. But if you want to see fatigues, if you want to see rebel flags, if you want to see booths displaying weapons you can buy, and there's a guy there sharpening knives. Jesus, and I'm not talking about your favorite butcher knife. I'm talking about these great big old, you know, you wear them on your belt, and when you find yourself a liberal, you lay that sucker down and cut his throat with it. That kind of knife.
And there was a lineup for the buck knife people to get their buck knife. Those are buck knives.
Buck knife?
Yeah, you're not from Georgia originally. I am. So
that's right.
You don't understand buck knives.
And we're up there in the pickup truck that has a carry Edwards bumper sticker on it. That was a lot of fun, too. But I usually carry a shotgun. I put the shotgun in the gun rack now so that when people see me on the highway... And those country, not the highway, I'm talking about two-lane country roads. I'm serious. If y'all have not been here, Helen, Georgia, and Hiawassee, Georgia, and Dahlonega, and what are some of the other places out there? Blairsville.
Redneck land.
No, I'm serious. Brasstown, Bald.
Christian town.
Oh, stop.
Ringgold. Ringgold, which is the marriage capital
Ringgold, Georgia.
Of the South. They have more shotgun weddings in Ringgold, Georgia than any other place in the South.
But when we travel up there, granted, I have a pickup truck, which immediately makes me almost acceptable. And you know, I don't arrange my hair on those days. I just get out of bed, put on the cowboy boots, the blue jeans, the black T-shirt, and the fake tattoo on my upper right bicep. But I'll put that shotgun. I've got a nice Remington 12 gauge, and I put it in the gun rack and just sit it there. And then it's right above the Carrie Edwards bumper sticker, and that just confuses the bejesus out of these people. And then I've got my Georgia license plate. But down here, we, you know, have to put the county on the license plate. So it says DeKalb County, and everybody knows DeKalb County. That's where that Cynthia McKinney, huh? That's where she's at. That's where she's from. Boy, I'd whip your ass except for that shotgun you got in your rear view window there. So that's right, sucker. That's right. It's a Remington over and under, and it'll put a hole through you so big, you'll be able to drive my pickup truck through it. That's how you play down here. That's the only way you play.
Listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, this is me on the drums.
Oh, get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop.
I learned, will you?
Take off, eh?
Take off. To the great white north.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives $1 towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Tuesday's Morning Sedition. What to talk about? 2 weeks away from the most important election of our lives? Gay vice presidential daughters? Sexually deviant right-wing talk show hosts? Or how about the real issues? Plus, anthrax. No, not the band. The germ. We'll talk with the author of Vaccine A, the covert government experiment that's killing American soldiers. So everybody get out your Cipro for Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
How can I help somebody whose lives have been adversely affected by the evil ones? And it's and behind me sits the answer. One beautiful truck.
What?
26 before the hour. All right. Steve is back from Ontario. Steve, let's try to finish up before our phone lines crash again.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for throwing me back on. So the kind of general point that I was making is that for years and years and years, Canada and the United States have been very good friends. You know, we're each other's trading partners. We're
right.
Military allies. Canada's in Afghanistan right now. Canada's in Bosnia. And after 9/11, Canadian homes were opened to Americans that had their flights diverted up to Newfoundland and Ontario and Quebec. And Canadian citizens would take in Americans, like, until things kind of settled down a little bit. Like, we really do love the United States. But there's been so many things that just, it builds and it builds and it builds. And anti-Americanism is on the rise all around the world. But Canada in particular, we kind of have this inferiority complex, although most Canadians won't admit it. And with this flu vaccine in particular, now there's people saying that, well, no, Canada first. If they're treating us so badly and they're trying to block our pharmaceuticals, they're trying to block trade, to hell with them, essentially. And it's getting so tough. And I think it's really indicative of a larger trend of Bush alienating himself and his otherwise good country from good friends. I think, going back to the war thing, we refused to go to Iraq and France and Germany, and I think the mark of a really, really good friend is to say, you're kind of being crazy about this.
Sure.
Don't be crazy.
Sure.
And that's my big concern. I just want to kind of bring that up.
Well, you can't say that, you're being kind of crazy if you're talking to Jesus' brother or somebody who is ordered to do things by God, which is Bush. As far as Canadians, I do not, for one second, would I feel that Canadians were being jerks if they said, hey, to hell with you people. You insult our a system of delivering medical care. You insult and try to jail people that come up here to buy drugs because we don't rip consumers off as badly as you do. Now you're bitching and whining about flu vaccine. Find it. Go to Mexico and find it. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I get that way. And as far as the Canada thing, you know, Bush, I think one of Bush's big problems is that there's an entire province in Canada that speaks French. And France is a second language across your entire country, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that immediately makes the country suspect. And to Bush, I mean, if you tried to tell Bush, well, Quebec, they speak French, he would. I don't know how he would react. I'm sure that would be astonishing news to the moron.
Well, it's a tough job.
Say what?
It's a tough job.
Oh yeah, well, you know, to have a flake like this as president of the United States, I'll tell you what, if Americans don't remove him from office peacefully and legally on November 2nd, I fear for my country. I've said that earlier. The divisions in this country are so deep. I don't fear a reaction from the right wingers when Bush is defeated, because they are basically cowards. I have yet to meet a right winger who had any kind of strength of character or courage. Just take a look at how they avoid a military service or avoid a combat. The only time right wingers show any strength at all is when there's a mob of them. Individually, their spines are made out of gently stewed spaghetti strands. And but on the other hand, Democrats, you know, we were screwed over 4 years ago and screwed over severely. And we have watched what has happened to our country. And I don't think we're going to allow it to happen again. We lost them all again. Was that Steve? All right. Well, I'm sorry. I have no earthly idea what's happening. It's probably Sprint. Who do we do business with? The Sprint or something? AT&T? I don't even know. But I'm sorry, folks.
I think it's the Ashcroft division of AT&T.
That's probably it. I do apologize. It's just one of those things tonight. While we're waiting to see if we can reestablish,
I wouldn't take Steve again. No, Steve. Probably going to take it personally.
Steve, I'm sorry, Steve. That's it. You know,
You know, we won't get fooled again.
Really?
Only once.
How about this? After undergoing his annual medical checkup in August 2001, 2002, and 2003. U.S. President George W. Bush has put the procedure off this year until after the November 2nd election, his spokesman said. Bush, locked in a neck-and-neck race for the White House with Democratic Senator John Kerry, is in, quote, great health, end quote, and got the green light for the decision from his doctors, according to spokesman Scott McClellan. Yeah? Wonder what's up with that. Huh? The Daily Kos says someone reading Bush's lips on Wednesday says that Bush asked Kerry if he could talk with him later. Kerry said he would, and Bush asked where he'd be, but the poster couldn't see what Kerry said. The conversation here turns immediately to Bush's health. Bush is simply going to raise a question, what he has to hide if he doesn't get a physical. And even now, how do we know that the truth is coming out about his health? If the Prestel incident was in fact a heart attack, we were lied to. You know, who cares? Who cares? What else is in this? I guess that's all. Oh, last Saturday, he was in Daytona Beach, Florida. And once again, he opens his mouth and shoves his foot all the way up to his knee, down his throat. Aides had told reporters that there was going to be what they call new language in Bush's routine rejection of Kerry's warnings that the Iraq War has, you know, put so much strain on U.S. armed forces that the draft may be right around the corner. So Bush started, and the brain dead mouth breather started to cheer him. He said, "Our all volunteer army will remain an all volunteer army. My opponent seems to be willing to say almost anything he thinks will benefit him politically. After standing on the stage after the debates, I made it very plain we will not have an all volunteer army." I made it plain, we will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, and then he realized what he had said, and he started shouting, "I mean, we will have an all-volunteer. We will. Let me restate that. We will not have a draft. That's all, folks." It just never stops, does it? Never stops. never stops. Now, is this today? No, this is on Saturday. Bush signed into law a bill requiring the State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism and rate countries annually on their treatment of Jews. Well, what are you going to do about America, monkey boy? Bush said as he campaigned in the key battleground state of Florida, this nation will keep watch. We'll make sure that the ancient impulse of anti-Semitism never finds a home in the modern world. Florida, the state's Jewish population is the third largest in the world after Israel and New York. U.S. State Department, under that, I guess, anti-Semite, Colin Powell, had opposed the legislation, saying it was unnecessary because the State Department already compiles such information in its annual reports on human rights and religious freedom. It's already being done, see? But Bush, who's out there talking to the Jews in Florida, my brother said, I got to do something for the Jews. Okay, and I got to do something for the Cubans, and I got to do something. I don't have anything for the white trash. I've already got them. The Catholics, I don't know. But the Jews, okay. Today I signed the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act of 2004. Jewish voters, you see, are thought to and historically have proven that, for the most part, they, as a group, hey, Mike, you're stereotyping, as a group, they support Democratic candidates. The Bush campaign obviously hopes that by doing something like this, an asinine, half-witted, doesn't-mean-anything signing of a Anti-Semitism Review Act of 2004. This law permits the government to keep a record of anti-Semitic acts throughout the world, also a record of responses to those acts. Well, we already do that, monkey boy. It's been done for a long time, half-wit. Do you think you are fooling the Jews with this? Do you think the retired Jews in Florida watched you do this and went, well, I'll tell you what, Ivan, boy, I feel safe already, don't you, huh? Don't you feel safe now? What? Let's go celebrate with the Blintz.
That is the worst Jewish imitation I've ever heard.
That didn't happen. You know, what, a couple of old Jewish men sitting around a deli in South Miami Beach? Well, that's all been yuppified now. All right, in Boca Raton? Aren't you glad we got the anti-Semitic law passed today? What do you think of this, Bush? He's a schmuck. He's a schmuck. Pandering? Nah. Oh, God, no. Oh, pandering to the Jews in Florida? No, of course not. This is right from the heart. After all, there have to be Jews here so the Christians can kill them all. When Jesus comes back and stands on the pile of corpses in Jerusalem, and the Jews are there, and the Jews say, wait a second, we still don't believe this. And the Christians can say, okay, die, Jaime, slit, and then cut their throats. That's part of the plan.
You know, I made some decisions on Israel. That's unpopular. Try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down. I want to hear you.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send a message, spread the word. Mothers, sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Vote for hope, vote for change. Vote to turn a brand new page. Vote for peace.
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year, we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
They hate freedom and religious tolerance. They hate Christians and Jews.
Wow. That's scary.
Credits. Program engineered New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls. Kristen, Minnesota's our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoadSociety.org. Archives the programs. Mark Marshall is the webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. I don't know if this will be the final item tonight. I guess we're just about out of time. But if you remember Brent Scowcroft, he was the national security advisor to George Herbert Bush. Scowcroft has came out Saturday and said that Bush Jr. has acted contemptuously toward NATO and Europe subsequent to September 11th. And is trying to cooperate now out of desperation to, Scowcroft's words, rescue a failing venture in Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, my God. Now, Scowcroft is the one who taught Condoleezza Rice how to talk funny. He was her mentor. He also said in an interview published in England that Bush is inordinately influenced by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Scowcroft told London's Financial Times, quote, Sharon just has him wrapped around his little finger. I think the president is mesmerized, end quote. Wow. It goes on, this AP dispatch, and it says, on Israel and Sharon, the former security advisor, Scowcroft, said Sharon calls Bush after strongly retaliating for a Palestinian suicide attack and says, I'm on the front line of terrorism. And the president says, yes, you are. You are. Scowcroft said Sharon, quote, has been nothing but trouble. I don't understand the apparent affinity of the Israelis, the Israeli Jews, for anything Christian fundamentalist. Because anything Christian fundamentalist is absolutely antithetical to anything Jewish, ultimately. And I'm sure folks who practice the Jewish faith are aware of that. The Christian doctrine, I mean, my God, Christians have been butchering Jews for 2,000 years. You know, the Crusaders on the way to take back the holy cities from the Muslims would stop in the villages along the way in Middle Europe and Northern Europe and slaughter the Jews. Hi, we're on our way to Jerusalem to get back the holy city. Do you have any Jews here? You do? Okay, we'll bring them out so we can lop their heads off. You know, it's the way it's always been. Bye. And the last thing, I guess this will be the last thing. Our phones will be working tomorrow, True Seekers. Last thing for tonight. The campaign of Senator Kerry last Friday formally asked Sinclair Broadcast Group for equal time on all its stations to counter what the Kerry campaign said was Sinclair's plan to air an extended attack ad during prime viewing hours next week. In a letter Friday to Sinclair, Kerry campaign attorney Mark Elias argued that Sinclair's plans to air Stolen Honor, Wounds That Never Heal, was, quote, clearly intended to advance the campaign of President Bush by attacking Senator Kerry's record. Citing FCC doctrine and court rulings, Elias requested equal time on each of Sinclair's 62 stations that airs the film and asked for the time be when an equivalent number of viewers would be watching. Sinclair did not return calls for comment. And a spokesman for the Kerry campaign said the campaign had not received a response from Sinclair to its letter. Well, just remember, the CEO of Sinclair is a practitioner of perverted, and what was the other word, Kathy? Perverted sex. He likes to do it in the street in Baltimore. He likes to hire hookers to do him in the streets of Baltimore, Maryland, the CEO of Sinclair Broadcast. And one of their current vice presidents is a CIA agent And they control the greatest number of television stations in America. Think about that this evening, Truth Seekers. For those of you who are still awake and with me on this program, think about that right before you go to sleep. That the CEO of Sinclair has been converted of unnatural and perverted sex acts on the streets of Baltimore, Maryland.
I thought they were talking about Bill O'Reilly.
Well, that too, but you know, this guy...
Having sex with a falafel or a gyro or something.
But this guy, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank on his name. It doesn't matter. He has no name. His name is... But he and one of his vice presidents is Mark Hyman. Is that it? Hyman? Mark Hyman? I think that's his name. I think it's Hyman. I know, it's very strange, but I think that's his name. And he's a CIA operative. Dear God. All right. I've said enough. Can we go now? What? Do we? What? I have to stick around for another, 30 seconds? Oh, geez. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Did I? Is the baby asleep? Is Molly asleep out there? Okay, good. She is asleep? All right. Well, let's wake her up and take her outside and... put her in the car.
Yeah, it's always my favorite part of the evening is when our little angel finally drifts off to sleep and...
we have to wake her up.
We get her screaming again.
I know. It's not good. But she chose us. She picked us as parents, so she must have known that, the first few months are going to be hell. At least we're not in vaudeville. You know, if we were in vaudeville, she'd live in a trunk.
How old are you?
I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. Thanks, everybody, who participated in the program tonight, especially folks who got cut off in the middle of their phone call. It won't happen again, or at least we'll try to make it not happen again. We'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car... choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Energy Department figures show that gas prices have reached the third highest level ever recorded by the government. The agency says the average weekly retail price for regular unleaded has reached almost $2.04 a gallon. That's about 50 cents more than this time last year, and about 3 cents short of the all-time record. The surge in gas prices is being attributed in part to skyrocketing crude oil prices, which hit record levels Monday. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is vowing not only to make the country safe, but to make it strong and work for the middle class. At a rally in Orlando Monday, Kerry blamed high gas and oil prices for what he called George Bush's mess in the world. And Kerry said all Americans deserve to have the quality of coverage those on Capitol Hill have, and all children can and will be covered under his watch.
When I am president, within hours of raising my hand and assuming those responsibilities, my health care proposal will be the very first proposal that will go to the United States Congress.
For his part on Monday, President Bush spoke about homeland security during a trip to New Jersey, and he opened fire on John Kerry.
Senator Kerry believes that fighting Zarqawi and other terrorists in Iraq is a diversion from the war on terror. I believe that fighting and defeating these killers in Iraq is a